Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code?
33594.
You said 33594?
Yes, ma'am.
May I please have the first and last name?
Daniel Fricky.
Could be on another name.
Margaret Fricky.
For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
1826 South Ridge Drive, Valrico, Florida, 33594.
Thank you for the information. As I look into your account, I see that you had the VitaCare Keto in the cleanse. How can I assist you today?
I thought that my wife had canceled that last month when, what was that, on the 29th or shortly thereafter.
You said, repeat that in for...
On May 29th, I'm sorry, I thought, or the very 1st of June, I thought my wife called and had this canceled.
Yes, let me take a look. Did anyone call? Let me look in the notes. Okay, I don't see where you called, but it was for looks like the Vital Care is the 14-day trial period, and she was charged for the end of the trial charge.
Okay, was that on the 29th of May?
Yes, that was on the 23rd.
On the 23rd, okay. So on the 23rd, she called to start the program. Is that correct?
Well, no, she didn't call on the 23rd. That was when she got billed. She got billed for the end of the trial charge.
Okay. Okay, because then I thought afterwards that she had called to cancel that after we got that charge that was dated on the 26th, but hit the bank on the 29th.
Okay. Yes. Now, have you spoken to someone?
Unfortunately, I did not keep good records then, but I've got good records for today's call.
Okay, you said you've been getting records today, but what, sir?
I did not have a record of who we talked to back around the first part of June.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I can do for you is, we hate to lose you as a customer. We can work with her because these are wonderful products that does get rid of the body toxin, made of all natural ingredients. I can play up to a 35% discount.
Okay. Can you give me a refund when I send it back to you?
Okay. As far as the charges, I cannot issue a refund. Only thing I can do, I can push your billing back for you 60 days.
Okay, well, Well, it's already hit the bank on June 27th, yesterday.
Okay.
Okay, and why can't you give a refund with the return product?
Okay, yes, I cannot issue a refund due to the terms and conditions. The only thing I can do is issue a 75% discount to the future subscriptions.
Okay, well, unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be working for us like it said it would, so that's why we would like to send it back.
Okay, yeah, you can keep it, but what I'll do for you is go ahead and get your account canceled.
Okay, and what about this charge that just came out yesterday or 2 days ago?
It's valid.
It is valid.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm ready to return the merchandise for a refund.
We cannot issue a refund due to the terms and conditions. The only thing that I can do is cancel your account out from this day forward. You will no longer be billed anymore.
Okay, so I guess this is another one of these. I don't want to call it a scam, but it is a marketing thing that's not very receptive for customers. I don't understand why you can't give a refund on a returned product.
Yes, you can keep the product. We're not issuing any refunds. Only thing we can do is cancel your account out for you.
Okay. Now, why can't you give a refund?
You said due to the terms and conditions.
Okay. What are the terms and conditions that prevents me from sending?
You're called out of your trial period. So you was billed. You had up to 14 days.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Okay. Since it's still packaged up, if I were to take it back to the mailing processor saying refused, then what happens? It gets sent back to you. Is that correct?
We cannot, once the product, it has been on 14 days, it's nothing that we can do as far as an issue a refund. Because if you send the product, they're going to send it right back.
I'll keep refusing it. Okay, and all you're going to be doing is wasting your postage to keep sending it back, because if I refuse it, I don't have to pay to send it back. It goes back refused.
Okay. Well, ma'am, you say you're going to do what, post it back, but we're not going to receive it, so there's no need of sending it, and we're not going to receive it.
Why won't you receive it?
Because it's over the 14 days, sir. The only thing I can do is...
I don't understand. If it's refused, it goes back to the sender. What do you mean you won't receive it? It'll come back to you. The Postal Service will send it back to where it came from.
Okay. Well, I do want to apologize once again. It has been over the 14 days. It was a 14-day trial that was listed in the terms and conditions, and all this information that I'm speaking, it was listed in the terms and conditions. The only thing that we can do is cancel your account out.
Well, I am going to send it back, and I'm going to reference this information, and if I do not get a refund, I will definitely be talking to the Better Business Bureau and the Food and Drug Administration.
Okay.
And I will send them information that this is deceptive marketing.
Okay. Well, let me see what I can do. I understand. I'm going to try to talk to my supervisor and see could I get that refund of the $109.97?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm still willing to send it back.
Okay, I'm going to speak to them. Just hang on the line.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. And I have the cancellation confirmation whenever you're ready. Hello?
Yes.
I have the cancellation confirmation whenever you're ready.
Okay.
It's Ciaz and Charlie, 151161.
151.
Ciaz and Charlie, 151161.
161. Okay, Sierra, 151161. Okay, now what is that canceling and what is that doing?
Canceling issued a full refund.
Okay. And when can we expect to see the full refund?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay, where do I need to return the product?
You can keep it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your help, Brianna. I'm sorry. I was so brash. It's just that this just kind of irks me to no end when you try to do something that should be able to be done, and companies refuse. That's not any way to do business. So I thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.